It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
It is a wonderful Wednesday here on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and we are here with you in the hashtag plethora of places, Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the BetQL Network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. We've got an 80-minute power hour coming your way at the end of the show. I guess today, right? I was going to say tonight, but technically today. At the end of hour number three, our guy Rick Camp is going to join us. We haven't heard from Rick Camp in a while on the show, our old executive producer. You know, Rick is still a favorite of many of the You Betters, our diehard listeners and viewers. Rick's going to join us before the actual power hour starts. It's really like the unofficial start for the power hour. Rick's going to give us all his plays for tonight, side total and props in the NBA, his prop thoughts and trends to watch out for. Rick, of course, is the prince of props in the NBA over at our friends at 4 for 4. So Rick's going to join us at 5:40 p.m. Eastern time. And then it's power hour time at 6 p.m. Eastern through 7 p.m. Eastern. All our bets for tonight, NHL, NBA, and college basketball. Also joining us along the way, Dennis Bernstein, 40 minutes from right now, talking National Hockey League. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, joins us in 20 minutes, talking in the National Football League with us. And we're going to be joined by Matt Moore from the Action Network momentarily here on the show, talking all things NBA. And Ken, I know this was not a bad night in the NBA for us yesterday. Nets winner for you, Knicks winner for me, Knicks getting a win against the Spurs, helping my fandom out. So I'm feeling really good about the NBA, seeing the board right now, and I got a lot of bets lined up for tonight.
Yeah, it was good to see the Nets cover in a situation that I thought they might have been toast in, down double digits basically the entire first three quarters, start clawing back a little bit in the third. Kind of interesting, a couple kind of newsy things that have come out of last night's, you know, results and then news stories and injury stuff. Luka gave some interesting quotes after the game last night, basically, you know.
Bad conditioning, that's good.
Yeah, bad conditioning.
He's only getting paid $200 million to be in shape. Why would you not be in shape?
And it's, you know, more likely to suffer nagging injuries, right? Significant injuries that can kind of hamper you. That's kind of what he like intimated, basically, that he's like in a lot of pain right now. And he's the most impactful, probably single player to any team aside from God. Like, is there anybody who's actually more impactful to their team? I mean, it's Giannis, really, maybe? It's yeah, like, probably not, because like Middleton can at least fill, yep, some of that, right? Yeah, I mean, it's basically like him. And I mean, there's a couple other guys, I guess, that are close. So kind of interesting to have that. And then, you know, one thing we can talk to Matt about here in a second, looks like Damian Lillard, I thought he was going to be out for a long time. And we obviously have that crazy CJ McCollum collapsed lung story too, which is wild. Lillard may come back this week, actually, is the report that just came out today.
For what team?
Basically. So might, yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know, maybe we can ask Matt about that. Like, a lot of stuff going on. So Luka playing through injury, and Lillard may come back soon from one.
All right. Joining us now on the show, the aforementioned Matt Moore, the great Matt Moore, to talk NBA. Matt, of course, stud NBA writer, analyst, handicapper for our friends over at the Action Network, host of the Buckets podcast on Twitter at HP Basketball. It's work, actionnetwork.com, and check him out on the Action Network app. Matt, welcome back to You Better You Bet. It's Nick and Ken on a wonderful Wednesday. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well. How are y'all?
We're good, Matt. We were just kind of, I don't know if you heard us as we were bringing you on, we were kind of alluding to all of the rumors and rumblings that we've heard recently about the Blazers, basically, who have had like sort of a crazy injury bug here with Lillard and McCollum, but then also the report from Shams last week that basically Lillard would really like to play with Ben Simmons, who has obviously been on the trade block forever from Philadelphia. So you kind of, it seems like you have a team getting progressively unhappier. Portland, who, and obviously have not played particularly well to start the year. And then you have Simmons like lurking as this potential trade piece to some team if they want him. What's your best guess for how kind of both of these situations, Portland with their guys and Simmons, is there a connection here? What's your best guess for how this gets resolved?
Yeah. So I think first thing, the word out of Dame's camp is that he is still attached to Portland and wants to stay there and is trying to make it work. And so all the kind of talks about, like, what if, you know, Ben Simmons and Damian Lillard, that does not seem likely, as it did not seem likely to start the season. Despite everything, Dame's position has not changed. Now, Dame obviously, I think, wants roster changes. He made that clear over the summer in the Olympics. So now that he gave it a chance, because the front office's position was, no, it's not the roster, it's just the coach. Well, no, it's both. And so now I think it's likely there to be changes. League executives expect CJ McCollum, Robert Covington, Norman Powell, possibly Yusuf Nurkic to all be available in talks that the Blazers will not be necessarily buyers or sellers, but more of swappers trying to get a different combination around Dame. McCollum for Simmons probably makes the most sense. The problem is going to be Portland's going to look at Ben Simmons and go, you're going to have to give us assets for CJ. And Daryl Morey and the Sixers are going to look at CJ McCollum and go, we have an all-star, all-defensive player candidate. You're going to have to give us assets along with CJ. And so, like, both sides are going to want more in that deal. But I do expect there to be some sort of trade concocted around Portland and Sixers to at least come into talks between now and probably like the next month or so.
It's absolutely fascinating what we're seeing right now in the NBA. Let's go over to Dallas, where Luka Doncic and the Mavs lose last night, a fourth quarter collapse against the Brooklyn Nets. Shout out to Ken, who gave out the Nets last night, a winner on the show, outscoring Dallas 27-13 in the fourth quarter. And Luka, like, plodding up and down the court, like, he looks like he's not in great shape. He says after the game he's having issues with his weight and conditioning, knows he's got to, quote, be better. Dallas is under 500 right now at 11-12. You know, Ken and I, not the biggest fans of their head coach, Jason Kidd. Where are you at right now on Luka, J. Kidd, and the Dallas Mavericks?
Been fading them consistently. That's what my numbers have said. I'm on it again tonight, even without John Morant. I'm on Memphis. This offense looks wrong. It just looks wrong with Dallas. And it's not just Luka, and it's not just shot performance. They're not creating good looks. They're not hitting the looks that they're creating. There's not a great amount of flow. Kristaps Porzingis is in and out of the lineup as he kind of usually is. They've had regression from some players that had played better under Rick Carlisle. I think it's pretty rough, and there's not a lot of like remedies for it. You can also tell that Luka's ankle is still bothering him. He came down in the first quarter last night, played through it, had a great first half, but then fell apart in the fourth quarter. And so for me, this is a team that I don't believe in their defense. I think those numbers were exaggerated early on by schedule. And I definitely don't believe in their offense. I don't think it's going to improve. I bet the Mavericks can miss the playoffs. I have Grizzlies, you know, division bets that are looking great right now. I do think the Mavericks are going to be a disappointing team this season.
Matt, one of the other impactful results we had last night was the Lakers over the Celtics. And, you know, Jaylen Brown doesn't play for Boston. The Lakers, you know, have their collection of players back. It's so funny because that result happens and you would think we would leave that game, or that some of us would leave that game and be like, okay, like they're going to put something together here. Like this is, you know, it's going to be, you know, like a little bit of an LA winning streak over the next 2 to 3 weeks. They're going to start looking a little bit better, but I just watch it and you are much more of an X's and O's guy than I am. I'm just a basketball fan basically in terms of watching the game. And it just never looks fun even, or like I want to watch it anymore. Just the Lakers offense can just be brutal sometimes, honestly. So I mean, obviously big win over the Celtics last night, but kind of where are you at with the Lakers here? Like, what do you expect the next couple weeks to be like? Or could be from a trade standpoint or a roster movement standpoint or changing starting lineups or the results that you expect as LeBron, Davis, and Westbrook start to play a few more games together.
You know, I haven't heard any buyout candidates that are, usually there's a name or two that you can already hear attached to the Lakers, and there haven't really been any that if it had been attached, it would be at least difference makers for the Lakers. That's because I think most of their roster is made up of buyout guys. But I do think last night was a model because they were getting by in the very rare instances they were getting by early in the season on offense, and their defense was terrible. Last night was the first time that you saw them play great defense. Like, that's going to have to be the key. The question is if they have the energy and consistency to do that night after night, because if they don't, I would imagine there will be changes with the Lakers in some form between now and the deadline. And that's an expectation that's shared amongst league executives. So a major change. So the question is going to be, can they fix the defense? Can everybody buy in, buckle down, get a little bit better effort, get LeBron healthy, everybody stay on the court, and then be this defensive team with all this physicality? Because if they can't, their offense probably isn't going to be consistent enough to be good enough to carry them. And that's going to decide what happens between now, I think, in the trade deadline.
Well, Scott, our executive producer, Scott Lynn. Scott, you can't post stuff like this during an interview. I'm being like halfway facetious here. Saquon Barkley on the injury report. Well, that's great for my favorite team. And I also have Saquon in a bunch of fantasy leagues. Anyway, back to the NBA here. You better, you bet. BetQL Network, wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Kim Barkley talking the association with our pal, Matt Moore from the Action Network. Matt, give us the weekly Golden State Warriors report. I'll give you credit, man, because you are on this. Not that people thought the Warriors were like not going to be really good this season, but I think you were on this like heavy way early in the season here. Golden State now +550 to win the title. Second shortest odds behind the Brooklyn Nets. +275 to win the West. Curry's +125 to win MVP. Steve Kerr basically saying he wants Curry to shoot a billion three-pointers coming up tonight in a game that they're huge favorites in over the Blazers, obviously, without Lillard and McCollum. Where are you at right now on the Warriors? And any futures positions looking to be added on Golden State? What do you think of these current numbers?
Yeah, given everything I already have on them, I would like for the season to end right now. We can just go ahead and call the season now so I can go to the ticket window. That would be awesome. Go ahead and cash in those tickets. I will say this. Look, there's really no indicator. The same risk exists for them as it does for every major contender. Yes, look, if they suffer a major injury, then things go haywire. There's nothing you can point to. Resume, X's and O's, deep dive stats, what you hear about their chemistry. There's nothing to indicate that there's a fall off coming. There's not like a, oh, well, you know, this number's a little fishy. Everything checks out. And they're built for the playoffs, too. So the regular season is not a big deal. They may not get the one seed. You know, the Suns are really good. So it's possible they wind up in the two. But the Warriors can switch. They're one of the best drop teams this season. They have a versatile roster. They have multiple options they can go to. If they need offense and playmaking, they've got Bielitsa. If they need defense and more switchability, they've got Otto Porter. I'll be adding on to the Warriors more. I already added on. Like, I bet them at every plus number to win the West. I will continue probably betting them week by week until that's a minus number, because I do think this is the best team in the Western Conference. I do like how they match up with every other team in the West, and I do think they can make the finals.
Matt, that was sort of the macro Warriors viewpoint there. Micro-wise, and Nick alluded to it too, that Kerr basically saying like he wants Steph Curry to shoot a lot. Obviously, Curry really close to the three-point record. I believe correct me if I'm wrong, and I think he needs 16 makes, I believe is the number that he needs, something like that, in order for the record. I'm going to give you two markets. At our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, Curry three-pointers. So they're 14.5 at home against the Blazers tonight. We alluded to that already. Curry's three-pointer prop tonight, 5.5, juice a little bit to the over at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. I know there is also another market in a few places where how many games is it going to take him from now going forward to break the record? 3.5, I believe, is the number that's set. And if you think he's going to break it tonight, I've seen a couple places that will pay you 100-1 on him to break the record tonight by making 16 three-pointers in a game. So where are you at on some of these Curry markets tonight? 5.5 threes over or under. And then how many games do you think it takes him to get the 16?
So Klay Thompson hit 14 a couple of years ago. That's the record for threes in a game. It's 14 three-pointers. This opened this morning at some books for him to break it tonight at 200-1. It's already been bet down to 30-1 or better.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kerr is basically like it's going to be bombs away for him right tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll say this, though. If you're looking at if you're not in on it tonight, I'm not saying like, look, Steph may not care. He may just be like, I'll break it when I break it. If he's not going to break it at home, you look at the schedule and it's got to be Madison Square Garden. It's just the Garden. That's the spot where he had his first like real breakout game. Yep. So if it gets within range, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit of a slow roll so that he gets to break it at MSG. And that's just like how these things tend to work in the NBA. Always the most dramatic outcome. So if it's not tonight with him hitting 16, then I look at New York as the most likely spot where he winds up breaking it.
Just remind me, somebody, just in case I forget, like, I don't care what the points prop is for Steph Curry that night at the Garden. I'm taking the over. It could be 50 and I'm going over on it. I'm really confident.
I feel like I think he's
going
to have 52. I just got a feeling.
Matt, we got about a minute to go here. Any bets you really love for tonight in the massive 13-game slate we would love for you to share?
Oh, boy, I am on some stinky dog tonight. Just the stinkiest. I'm on Pistons. I like the Thunder versus the Raptors +7. I've got the Wolves +7.5 versus the Jazz. Just a lot of trash, but that's where my numbers kind of come out. And the one that I like the best, though, is Cavs -3 versus the Bulls. Good matchup. No DeRozan.
No Blazers for you?
No, I'm on the Warriors, actually. I'm laying the 14, boys.
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, because I kind of like Golden State as well.
Makes,
like,
that makes two of us and maybe three.
Right? Yeah, I mean, there could be no stinkier dog tonight than the Portland Trail Blazers with that Lillard and CJ on the road at Golden State. And Steve Kerr's like, Steph, shoot as many threes as you want. I also like Golden State, so I think that'd be maybe a clean sweep for us. Matt, we love having you on the show. We really appreciate you coming on. Want everyone to check him out on Twitter if you're not already, at HP Basketball. Check out his work, actionnetwork.com, the Action Network app, and check out his podcast, Buckets, fantastic NBA information. Matt, appreciate you, brother. Good luck on the bets tonight, and we'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Thanks, fellas.
The great Matt Moore joining us here on the show. Yeah, man,
Curry Warriors. 5.5 over.
Should there be a one in front of it?
Well, apparently it's going to pay. It's so funny. 200 to 1. And it's not that it takes some obscene amount of money in like a prop market to go from 200 to 1 to 30 to 1. Really doesn't take that much. The prices will look jarring, but really doesn't take that much. Just very funny that people were like, maybe.
Like, I'm trying to find, I'm trying to find like the Kerr exact quote.
If I were a betting man, I would bet him over that number. Like, I mean, just it's like shoot as much as humanly possible.
So the line is, well, down here, I'm trying to find it. This is so I hate everything. Like when I try, I'm trying to find something and I just can't.
That's fine. We're telling them to shoot basically as much as possible. You paraphrase it.
Yeah, that's there. It is. That's what it is. All right, quick break here. And on the other side, we turn our attention to the National Football League. Brian Baldinger, aka Baldy, joins Nick and Ken on You Better You Bet. I'm Nick Costos.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.